Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by the 10-stringed harp and the melody of the lyre. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by the 10-string harp and the melody of the lyre. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by the 10-string harp and the melody of the lyre. Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena nguYehova.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Our Heavenly Father, good morning, King of Glory. This morning, siyabulela Thixo wethu for a brand new day, my Father, ekuseni. Ngoba ulungile, ingcaba zakho zimi ngonaphakade, ububele neenyaniso zakho zihleli kwizizukulwana ngezizukulwana somandla. Siyabulela Thixo wethu ukulunga kwakho ezimpilweni zethu. Siyabulela Nkosi yamakhosi ukuthembakala kwakho Thixo wethu endleleni yethu. Siyabulela somandla ubungangamshe nobuThixo bakho kwimpilo zethu bawo. Sithi Nkosi yamakhosi, nantsi ke Thixo wethu imini siyinikwe nguwe, sicela uzoyityabeka ezinyaweni zakho Thixo wethu, siyityale Nkosi yamakhosi emakhosini akho. Xa sisangena ngeendanduluko zovuyo, singena somandla ebukhonini bakho ngemibulelo, sikhumbula umsebenzi wakho omhle owenzayo ezimpilweni zethu bawo. Siyakubulela Thixo, siyakuphakamisa ngeentliziyo zethu, iingqondo zethu ziyavuma ukuba wena unguYehova ekuseni. Siyabulela bawo, sibe lugcinwa nguwe Thixo wethu kule veki yokuqala kwinyanga ka-April. Mighty God, wavula somandla amehlo ethu, wavula iindlebe zethu somandla, wasenza sakuva Thixo wethu olungileyo, soneliseka nguwe bawo. Uncokola nathi, usikhilela Nkosi yamakhosi izibhalo zakho, usiphe izikhilelo Thixo wethu ngendlela emasiyihambe, ngendlela emasiphile ngayo, ngendlela izinto ezimele ukwenzeka ngayo kule nyanga. Sesiyabulela ke Thixo wethu. We ask that you write, mighty God, your word on the tablets of our heart this morning, lest we forget along the way, my Father. We ask that you write your word on the tablets of our heart this morning, lest, mighty God, the enemy comes along the way to attempt to kill, steal, and destroy destiny. Let your words be inscribed on the tablets of our hearts. Thixo wethu, going into this new month, my Father, this morning, lest our flesh want to arise and overtake, Lord God Almighty, what you have already instructed us. We ask that you inscribe your words on the tablets of our heart, so that nothing can come, no moth, mighty God, can destroy. We know that when your words are inscribed on the tablets of our hearts, we will not forget, but instead we will arise up with zeal, with a fire fueled, mighty God, to do what you have asked us to do, Father, not to be hearers only of your word, but also to be doers of your word. This morning we thank you and we exalt you, King of Glory, that in the midst of contending information, contending spirits, contending powers, you remain God and you watch over your word in our lives to see that it performs itself. We want to thank you, mighty God, that in this time you have also given us acute understanding for us to be able to interpret the times, for us to have an acute and unique special understanding of the times and the seasons. Therefore, this morning, Lord, we secure
forward to this time for prayer, where we can meet with you, our Heavenly Father. We want to thank you that every time we come into your presence, Lord, we are assured that you are right here with us, because where two or three are gathered in your name, oh God, you shall surely be there with them. Whatever we ask, my Father, we have the grand assurance that it has already been done by our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. We want to thank you this morning, Almighty God, that right now you are working it out and working your will in our lives, both to will, causing our hearts both to will and to act according to your good purposes. We thank you this morning, Chikobetu, that you are not just revealing your will, but Lord, you are also preparing us as worthy vessels, mighty Father. You are convicting us of sin, O God, and you are giving us the grace to overcome those areas, Chikobetu, that separate us from you. This morning, we want to bless you, my King and my Heavenly Father, that you are not just faithful to your own will, mighty Father, but you watch carefully the way of the righteous. You order the steps of the righteous man. You cause us, mighty God, to desire in line with your will, so that your word may be made manifest. When you say in your word that when we delight ourselves in you, Lord God Almighty, you give us the desires of our hearts. Thank you, Tito, for showing us that your will, mighty God, is supreme, but it is not just supreme. Father, your will is good. Your will is profitable for our lives. Lord, we thank you for reminding us today that yes, all things are good, but not all things are profitable for us. My Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you that as we come into your presence this morning, we are here, mighty God, this week to conclude for just for this week, oh God, and to hear you speak to us about humility, Father, the kind of humility that leads us to submission, the kind of humility that makes us correctable and teachable, the kind of humility, mighty God, that makes us committed to the goal. We bless you this morning, O God. Rule and reign in our midst this morning, we pray. Our Heavenly Father, rule and reign, Chikoweto Lungile. Cause us to be fruitful in you, O God. Rule and reign in our midst this morning, O Father. Cause us, Lord God, to reject every arrow, suggestion, every incarnation, every enchantment. Cause us, mighty God, to reject any weapon, Chikoweto, that has been sent to move us from this place where intimacy with you causes us to conceive of your will, to conceive of your word. Lord, help us to arise, Chikoweto, out of slumber, to arise, mighty Father, out of commitment to our own flesh and our own way, Lord, and to begin to yield to yours, Lord God Almighty, because your will, mighty God, it is profitable for us. Your will, mighty Father, it is the way that you have set before us that leads to eternal life. So this morning we want to thank you, oh God, for making it so easy for us to live and to walk this journey. Oh Father, you are faithful. Uthembekile bawo. Siyakubulela ekuseni, sikubulela, sikubongoza Thixo. Sisithi mighty God, makuncipho lwethu uduma isibongo sibeze zakho zonke somandla lwandu udumo lwakho ekuseni ngempilo zethu. Father, we want to thank you for the word that you have given us in John chapter 15. Little is lakho, you are Thixo wethu, the gardener. Lord God, we are the vine, and Jesus Christ is the vine dresser. We want to bless you, oh my God. We want to thank you for teaching us how to abide in you. We abide in you when we understand. We abide in you when we don't understand. We abide in you when we can trace you. We abide in you when we cannot trace you. We abide in you, Lord God Almighty, when we begin the journey. We abide in you in the midst of the journey, in the midst of attack, in the midst of arrows. We abide in you at the end of the journey. When you give us the crown of victory, we do not move away and walk our own path, but we remain in you, O God, and we continue them to be like that tree that is planted in the house of the Lord. We produce fruit, even when we are not active actively plowing our own fields, because you, oh God, you are the gardener. You are the one that does the work to ensure, Father God Almighty, that we are fruitful, in order to give us a guarantee of fruit. You have given us Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who ensures that we are fruitful, because he is the vine dresser. Literally, Sulako, when we abide in you, oh God, and you abide in us, we shall become fruitful. This morning, Lord God Almighty, if there is anything that you desire in this month, is that we be so fruitful, but we learn another way of fruitfulness, which is less effort, but more surrender, more abiding, oh God, like Ruth. She did not know that by desiring and yearning to abide, mighty God, to be faithfully committed, she did not know that she was carving out a place for herself in the record of history. This morning, oh God, fruitfulness in her lineage that cannot be denied, that cannot be thwarted, mighty God. Generationally, she continues, mighty God, to be fruitful through her children and her bloodline. Oh God, we bless you this morning, for teaching us such valuable lessons, almighty God, that when we abide in you, we become fruitful. Therefore, this morning, we want to thank you for the ability to produce fruit, mighty Father. No longer the kind of fruit that sets us apart, mighty God, for our own selfish desires. No longer the kind of fruit that makes us popular only in the marketplace, but the kind of fruit that sets us apart and makes us this royal priesthood, that makes us this blessed generation, that makes us, mighty God, to arise and shine when there is darkness across the nations of the world. You cause us to arise and to shine, to be a city on a hill that cannot be hidden, to be a light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. This is what you do when we abide and produce fruit, mighty God. You cause us to be set apart in the marketplace, mighty God, not for our own selfish purposes, but for the purpose of bringing glory to your name, oh God. And you have taught us by abiding in you no longer to seek after our own, because your love, mighty God, does not seek after its own will. Your love is surrendered. Oh my God, Dixon, your love is surrendered. Therefore, this morning we want to bless you, Kebabo. Go and salam sebenzi somandla. O kali lum sebenzi omhle ezimpilo ni zethu. Hiyo lento xasekala. Our time of prayer, sisithu lungile Yehova, inceba zakho zimingona phakade, ububele bakho buyabonakala kwizisukulwana ngezisukulwana. Ulungile unamandla, Thixo wethu, ezimpilweni zethu. Masithi ke bawo noma sesingaboni, masithi ke Thixo wethu noma sesingaqondi, usenze sihlale ebukhoneni bakho, because this is where you are giving us the acute ability to produce fruit. That's why ilizwi lakho lithi kuthi that, Lord God, when we are transplanted in the house of the Lord, we continue to produce fruit even in old age, as ye kibawo, because we are transplanted in the house of the Lord. Sihlele noThixo, who himself is the gardener, who has already allocated the resource through Jesus Christ of the vine dresser. My Father, usithanda kangaka uyini na umuntu ekuseni ukubumthanda. My God, ukubumthanda, Jesus, ukubumthande kangaka simandla, ukubumthande kangaka, ukubumthande kangaka umntu wakho. Singobani thina Thixo, besinantoni kakade, singenanto singamadlakadlaka sinje, kodwa wena somandla, ngothando lwakho olunenjongo, ngothando lwakho olunamandla somandla. You see potential in us, you treat us not according to where we are, but according to where you are taking us, because we have already seen our end from the beginning. Therefore, this morning we want to thank you. Ah, babo siyabulela ekuseni, sibulela mzali ubungangamse bakho, sibulela lo msebenzi umhle kangaka owenzayo ezimpilweni zethu. Uyini na umuntu ukuba umthande kangaka. You have placed us a little lower, my Father, than the heavenly beings. This morning, take over, you crown us with beauty, and you crown our year with goodness, and you do not turn back on your promises. You do not turn back, Father God Almighty, on your will. You perfect those things which concern us because you delight in the prosperity of your people. Therefore, this morning we want to bless you. My Father, we want to honor you. We thank you, mighty God, for two things this morning. Lord, we thank you for the ability to abide in you. Lord, to be humble, to be fully submitted, to surrender, my God, to be correctable and teachable in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you then that in that posture, you cause us to be abundantly fruitful, to be miraculously fruitful. Take away to that everything we touch will cause an explosion of fruitfulness because we are in you, fully submitted. Lord, as it goes, alas, in your presence, we are not uncomfortable. We are resting in you, knowing that you are doing the work and knowing that the work that we have begun, you are seeing it to completion until the day of Christ, Father God Almighty. Number three this morning, we want to thank you, King of Glory, that you are using us, mighty God. Number one, to discern your will. Take over to Lungileo, and you are using our fruit to give you the glory. Little Sulako, when I am lifted up, I shall draw all men unto me. Father, we are living in the era and the time when we are lifting up Christ. So manga, take over to when he is lifted up in our lives, he is the draw card. He is able to draw all men unto him, causing us, mighty Father, to use different strategies to go out into the world to make disciples. This morning we thank you that you have found it worthy, you have found us worthy, mighty God, to be used by you in the marketplace, to be used by you across the nations, to be used by you in our families, mighty God, to bring your people back to you, to reconcile everything back to you, our Father, through Jesus Christ. That you will make us, mighty God, to be very circumspect in understanding that you have made us a little lower than the heavenly beings, that you, O Father, you have invested Jesus Christ as the vine dresser in our lives, that you, O God, you are watching over your word to see that it performs itself, not for our sake, but for the sake of your word, for the sake of the assignment, for the sake of your glory. Take away, not that you do not love us, you love us, my Father, but you have also taught us Somanda to die to ourselves, and we willingly every day lay down our lives, Father, and we take up this cross. Take over to that. You are teaching us how to carry. You are teaching us how to carry this cross and to follow you. This morning we want to thank you that out of all of these things that you are revealing to us, mighty Father, Lord, you are harvesting mightily, Somanda, through our journey. You are harvesting mightily, take over to Lungileo, through the work that you are doing in our lives. We love you, Father. We really do love you, my God. And we want to thank you this morning. We really do love you, Father. And we bless you this morning for being such a wonderful Father to us, for being our shepherd, for being the only Father, Lord God, who is able to love us, who is able to forgive us, who is able to wash us. We submit ourselves fully and wholly to you this morning, oh God. Thank you for being our banner, our blessedness this morning, for protecting and covering us, for hiding us, mighty God, from the sun-scorched land, for providing for our needs and causing us to be a well-watered garden. For this we thank you and we give you the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Basalwane, glory be to Jesus.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. a winning team on the road to eternity.